Abortion industry ally Kamala Harris: Every human being is of infinite worth. By Dr. Susan Berry on August 21, 2020. Democrat vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris passionately claimed in her acceptance address Wednesday night that every human being is of infinite worth. Yet during her entire career she has been an ally and protector of Planned Parenthood and supporter of abortion at any time during pregnancy. Harris painted a picture of her vision of America as a beloved community, where all are welcome, no matter what we look like, where we come from, or who we love. A country where we may not agree on every detail, but we are united by the fundamental belief that every human being is of infinite worth, deserving of compassion, dignity, and respect, she added. For Harris, however, that designation of being of infinite worth and deserving of compassion, dignity, and respect has never extended to unborn children. Upon Biden's announcement of Harris as his running mate, national pro-life leaders declared the Joe Biden-Kamala Harris ticket as the most pro-abortion in history. Though Biden had flip-flopped on repeal of the Hyde Amendment several times before committing to forcing Americans to pay for abortions, Harris has always been a full-fledged ally and supporter of industry giant Planned Parenthood, which would reap great profits from more abortions being performed at taxpayer expense. The Democrat vice presidential nominee has raised funds for Planned Parenthood and has worked to protect the industry giant and its taxpayer funding. Planned Parenthood CEO Alexis McGill Johnson affirmed in a statement Harris has been a steadfast champion for reproductive rights and health care, aka abortion. With this selection, Joe Biden has made it clear that he is deeply committed to not only protecting reproductive rights, but also advancing and expanding them, she said. In fact, it was Harris who, as California Attorney General, directed her office to lead the raid on Center for Medical Progress, CMP, project lead David Dalyden after CMP released undercover videos exposing Planned Parenthood's fetal tissue sales practices. It was Harris's office that collaborated with Planned Parenthood to produce legislation that would criminalize the CMP undercover journalists for publishing and distributing recordings of private communications with abortion providers in California. Democrats managed to keep the highly divisive issue of abortion at bay during much of their convention, despite the fact that enactment of their drastic agenda would codify Roe v. Wade, fully fund Planned Parenthood, and force American taxpayers to fund abortion on demand. Kristen Hawkins, president of Students for Life of America, recalled that, while a presidential primary candidate, Harris pledged that, if elected, she would ensure no abortion law or practice will take effect until the Department of Justice certifies it comports with Roe v. Wade. Harris's campaign pledged not only to restrict states' rights to pass and enact their own laws, but also to block a pro-life president's power and that of the administration. Guardrails will ensure DOJ enforces the law even under an administration that's hostile to women's rights, and patients and providers will have standing to sue if they don't. Harris's plan stated, clearly dismissing the infinite worth of unborn children in favor of women's rights. Hawkins said Harris has not only promised to protect Planned Parenthood from Republican attempts to defund it, but also hopes to force all private insurances and employers to cover abortion and contraception, even over people's moral objections, such as the nuns and the Little Sisters of the Poor who twice had to fight for their conscience rights before the Supreme Court. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins also recalled that, during Harris's bid for the top spot on the ticket, she complained that she didn't have enough time in the debates to show off her abortion radicalism. As if this were not enough, Harris co-sponsored the Religious Liberty Violating and Pro-Abortion Equality Act in the U.S. Senate, he noted. Joe Biden has now clearly shown himself for what he is, a puppet on the strings of radical abortion, Perkins concluded.